In addition to today's meeting in Sacramento, the governors of Montana, Arizona, Wyoming, Nevada, and Utah have written a letter to Davis criticizing California's response to its energy problems. They say the state must join them in increasing conservation and that it must realize the interconnectedness of the Western energy grid. The governors say California is not an electrical island and must join with them in a regional solution to the problems. As Tom Bonsi reports from Olympia, Washington, the crisis may be renewing some old regional animosities.
It used to be there was a sign on the California-Oregon border facing south, "Welcome to Oregon, but please don't stay." The Pacific Northwest goes through cycles of California bashing. It started in the 1970s when the thirsty Golden State made an unsuccessful grab for water from the Northwest's Columbia River. More recently, transplants from California have taken the blame for rising housing prices and worsening traffic. Seattle Times writer Gene Godden has filled many a column with jokes and jabs at California's expense. Might this energy thing give her some new material?
We were saying, how many Californians did it take to screw in a light bulb? Well, of course, now with no power, I guess maybe there aren't any Californians needed to screw in a light bulb.
Godden says resentment toward the giant neighbor to the south was on the wane in recent years, but the columnist speculates a prolonged energy crunch that ripples throughout the West could change that.
I mean, the idea that we would have to sit in the dark and freeze while California kept their swimming pools heated could become quite a factor, in at least in the folk culture.
Now, this hasn't happened yet, but local officials are increasingly alarmed by repeated orders from the energy secretary to sell power to cash-strapped California utilities. Washington State Governor Gary Locke says these emergency bailouts can't continue.
We in the state of Washington and Oregon cannot be called upon to sacrifice our energy for the people of California, that the people of California have got to get their house in order. Their failed attempts at deregulation has put the entire West Coast into chaos and is resulting in businesses having to lay off thousands of people in our state, utility rate increases for our citizens of 40, 50, 60%.
Power generated by dams on the Columbia River averted rolling blackouts in California last night. Spokesman Mike Hansen with the federal dam manager, Bonneville Power, says California is expected to return all the juice it got plus interest.
You know, we're only sending surplus and we're only doing these exchanges. And if they were to hurt us in any way, shape, or form, we just wouldn't be doing them.
Northwest governors and utilities have issued repeated pleas for energy conservation. The fallout from the energy crunch is the talk in every Western state capital. But on the streets of a capital, such as Olympia, people still struggle to get their hands around the issue. Mike Perelson is a veterinarian.
It's kind of confusing for a lot of us because we don't really understand where all our electricity comes from. And I think it's not really real to us until an actual threat of a blackout is occurring.
On his way to the post office this morning, retiree Charles Gerlach said he's read enough to conclude California made a huge mistake deregulating electricity, and the Northwest is now sharing the consequences.
We get to play in the same mud pit that they're in. I'm not terribly thrilled.
Nearby at an outdoor espresso stand, customer Karen Swearington says it'd be fine to send electricity south if there were a surplus.
But if it's, you know, if we have to pay a lot, I don't think so. We should all take care of ourselves first, and then take care of the rest of the states.
Coffee in hand, Swearington sheepishly admits she's been on the receiving end of California bashing before, having moved here from there. Barista Lisa Evans, a Northwest native, says the scapegoating can only go so far.
I don't really have resentment towards California. I just think that the overpopulation of the United States is kind of out of hand.
Virtually no new power plants have been built anywhere on the West Coast in recent years, despite rising demand for electricity from population growth and the booming high-tech economy. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.